This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden arrived in the United Kingdom Wednesday ahead of Friday's start of the G7 summit. Biden kicked off his U.K. visit, telling U.S. troops stationed at the Royal Air Force Meldon Hall in Suffolk that the country is proud of their service and sacrifices also made by their families. Biden also told the troops he is going to communicate to Russian President Vladimir Putin next week that there are consequences for violating the sovereignty of democracies in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere. Russian-based hackers are believed to be behind ransomware attacks on a major U.S. fuel supplier and the country's one of the country's largest suppliers of meats. The president's main agenda in the U.K. is to attend the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's seven most advanced democracies, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, and Italy, and Japan. News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden Thursday will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. Sources: the announcement comes after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine supply, or surplus that is, with other nations. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland warning Wednesday that ransom-motivated cyber attacks are getting worse and worse, his words, echoing other top Biden administration officials who have sounded the alarm about the problem in recent weeks. The Attorney General's warning during a Senate hearing on the Justice Department's fiscal 2022 budget request followed a pair of high-profile ransomware attacks over the past month that have rattled the U.S. national security and law enforcement establishment and sparked calls for beefed-up cyber defenses. In a ransomware attack, hackers lock a company's or organization's data, offering keys to unlock the files in exchange for a large sum of money. The Justice Department nearly $36 billion budget includes about $1.1 billion for cybersecurity. Approved by Congress, that would constitute the largest increase in cybersecurity resources for the department in more than a decade, according to the Attorney General. A Russian court has been considering a request from prosecutors to ban organizations founded by jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed into law a bill that barred members of organizations that have been declared extremist groups from running for public office after the measure was quickly approved by lawmakers. If the court outlaws Navalny's organization, it could spell an end to the massive political network he established to challenge Putin's grip on power. Navalny, Putin's fiercest critic, is serving 2.5-year prison sentence for parole violations stemming from a 2014 embezzlement conviction he maintained was politically motivated. Supporters of presidential candidates Pedro Castillo and Keiko Fujimori took to the streets of Lima Wednesday demanding that electoral authorities release the final results of the presidential runoff after more than 17 million Peruvians cashed their ballots on Sunday to decide a new president. Castillo's supporters marched in Peru's capital a day after the socialist candidate proclaimed himself the winner of the elections, although the count has not yet been completed. Fujimori's supporters gathered outside the electoral council to denounce the irregularities and indications of fraud during Sunday's election. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.